Really, without any leniency, just the fat part.
Fat back?
Mm-hmm. Good. And what would you call the side of a hog if you cut it?
I don't know.
Alright, what would you call the kind of meat that you might eat for breakfast that's sliced? You fry?
Ham, bacon?
Mm-hmm. Okay, bacon. What if you bought it unsliced, would you have a name for that?
No.
Alright, if you bought it unsliced, it might have a tough edge you'd have to cut off. What would you call that?
Rind.
Mm-hmm. And what is the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
Yeah, and the man who sells the meat in the grocery store is the?
The butcher.
Mm-hmm. And if meat had gone bad, you'd say it's?
Spoiled.
What would you call butter that was bad?
Spoiled butter.
Right. What about milk that, it's sour, but you keep it and cook with it?
It's turned,
Do you know the term clabber?
No.
Okay. What would you make with the meat from a hog's head?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of head cheese or souse or hog head cheese or pressed
souse?
Okay, do you know what that is?
No.
It's meat from a hog's head. You may never eat souse again if you ever ate it.
No.
Would you make anything from hog liver, grinding it up?
I don't know.
Would you make anything from hog blood?
Don't some people make sausage with that in it?
I think it may have blood in it.
I don't know.
I've never seen sausage made. Don't think I want to. What about taking the juice from the souse and then mixing it up with cornmeal and or other hog meat and cooking it and then slicing it and frying it?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of scrapple?
No.
Okay, that is not a local dish at all. What is the kind of cheese that you might make from curdled milk, from clabber, by dripping it through a cloth? The whey drips out, and then what you've got left is a kind of cheese.
Cheddar, I don't know.
It's actually the kind that's sold in the grocery store as a diet food.
Diet?
Mm-hmm. It's lumpy, white lumpy stuff.
Cottage cheese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually made from clabber, but people that live in the city don't usually do it themselves. And what would you say you do to the milk the first thing after you milk to get the impurities and things out? You'd pour it through something to?
A strainer.
Mm-hmm, good. And then what is something that's like a pie, but it's in a deep dish and it has layers of dough with the fruit?
Cobbler?
That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody had a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his. All the stuff you eat is
food.
Would you ever call food anything else? Such as vittles?
No.
Then what would you call a sweet liquid you might pour over a cake or a pie? Might be a lemon
syrup?
Yeah, that's good enough. Okay. And something you eat between regular meals is a
snack.
Okay. And talking about what you do with food, you'd say yesterday morning I
ate.
And then I will
eat.
And I have
eaten.
Okay. And if you were just thirsty, you might go over and pour yourself a
drink.
Of
water.
And you put it in a
glass.
And if the glass fell off the sink, it would
break.
And yesterday it
broke.
And it has
broke.
Okay. Got about three more verbs in this next part. If I ask you how much water you had consumed, you would say I
drank.
And I have
drinking.
And I will
drink.
Okay. And if everybody was dinner time and everybody's just standing up and you want them to be in the chairs, you say to them,
sit down.
So then they all
sit.
In the past, they
sat.
And they have
sitting.
Okay. And if you wanted somebody not to wait until the potatoes were passed to him, you say, go ahead and